Rev Tim Podcast for February 9th, 2005.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Podcast.
Excellent, everyone. How you doing? It's February 9th, 2005, and you've reached the Rev Tim Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. This podcast is all about bringing inspiration and hope to people just like you all around the world. And I'm a pastor and a friend to a lot of people. And I get to speak hope into their lives often. And it's really a privilege. I count it a privilege that you listen to this podcast. Spread the word. And let us know how you feel about the podcast. You can give me an audio comment or an email comment at feedback@revtim.com. And for all the show notes for today, you can find that by pointing your browser to podcast.revtim.com. A third option is our voicemail line that you can call. It's part of the Godcast Network. It's the Godcast Network voicemail line, 815-301-8600. Now, that's not a free call, but work out your cell minutes, and you can probably make it happen for you. 815-301-8600. I want to talk about a couple things today because I have a really good friend. And it's something that I think everybody faces in life. My friend's name is Rick, and I was able to interview him last Thursday via phone call. He was in Arizona undergoing some treatment for something that he just had found out about in December, and that was that he had lung cancer. Now, the tragic thing about Rick is that actually a couple of years ago he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. A brain tumor that they thought it was going to just keep coming back, and they only gave him a matter of months to live. And now actually the last report that he had there in that area of the brain was that he was cancer-free. But what I want to really share a little bit about today is because we all know people who have undergone something in their life or they're going through something like this, an illness in their life or something that is really, really hard in their life. And maybe it feels like we don't know how to respond to them. We don't know what to say to them. And we want to know that we have all the answers for them because we call ourselves a Christian or because we have faith in God. I'll tell you, just because we have faith in God doesn't mean we have all the answers in life. And that's where it gets really difficult because a lot of people think that because you're a Christian, everything is going to be better, that you're never going to get in a car wreck, you're never going to be sick, you know, you're never going to have relationships that break down. But the fact is that we are in the reality of life. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. In other words, terrible and bad things happen to us all. One of the things that we can know, though, is that through tragedies, through really difficult times in our life, that without God, we have absolutely no chance in having peace in our life. We don't have the depth of love knowing that our Creator absolutely wants to help us out in these situations. A Bible verse that comes to mind is in Matthew chapter 11:28. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I'll tell you, it really means a lot to me to know that God does love me. You see, God doesn't have conditional love. He doesn't say you made a stupid mistake or you are living against me, or he doesn't say I'm going to zap you because you said the wrong thing. But God is there through thick and thin. And if we turn to him, he is our peace. One thing that Rick had learned is that when he was diagnosed with his second lung cancer, is that he wanted to just get as close to God as he could. But let me have him tell you about that. And so let me share. Let me click this over, and we're going to go to Rick's interview that I had on the phone last Thursday with him. Got my buddy Rick on the line right now, and he is in Arizona undergoing some treatment for his health. And Rick, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Pastor.
Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with you, just a real slight history of what got you there in Arizona, and then we're going to talk about what God's doing in your life.
Well, yeah, sure. What got me here in Arizona is I found out in December that I had adenocarcinoma lung cancer. I was very surprised because of what I had before was a lymphoma that I had and was on my brain.
So a couple of years ago, you had actually a tumor removed from your brain, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And the doctor's telling me, you know, like after 2 years, pretty much not going to come back again. So I was feeling great about that. And then we found out that I had something else, a different type of cancer. And so that was kind of a big shocker. But, I knew there was something that could be done about it.
Right.
And my doctor was telling me that, it's pretty much incurable. And we have to give you chemo for the rest of your life. So.
And you just went through a whole round of chemo.
Exactly.
With that brain cancer, the brain tumor that you had.
Exactly. And, the first time that I went through it, I didn't know any better except to do the chemo and the radiation, which put me in remission. And the help of God, it gave me the strength to go through it and
right.
Comfort me. And it was awesome. It was an awesome thing. Because God had healed me then. And and
they came back with actually no evidence of any kind of cancer in your brain at all.
No evidence at all. It's amazing. Hallelujah. So anyways, this other problem popped up. I just, had a feeling in my heart, that the chemo and the radiation was going to be the wrong way to go. Doctors told me pretty much no hope at all. Like a death sentence. I turned to the aggressive nutritional diet, and I believe in my heart that this is for a reason, and it's going to make me become more closer to Him and more stronger, as a person.
Yeah.
And I believe this with all my heart, and I do a lot of praying lately, and He talks to my heart always.
Yeah.
There's nothing else more that I would ever want in my life is that, and the closeness of being with the Lord.
What would you say to someone that is also going through this, whether they're a believer or not a believer? What would you say to them to encourage them, to get through the dark time in their life?
The whole thing is believing and trusting in the Lord, believing of miracles and healings and hope, and he gives us all that. I never thought that I would ever come this close to the Lord, but when we get to our times that are really bad. And the Lord is there for you. The Lord is there for you for whatever you ask Him, And I believe there's nobody else that I would even go to about this problem, except for the Lord.
We're going to send this out all around the world. Actually, so far we've already got 19 countries listening to this program.
Wow.
And I'm just going to ask people that listen to this broadcast to begin to pray for Rick and just ask the Lord to do something great in his life, to bring encouragement to him and just help him out. And I really want to reach out to him with our prayers around the world. So we would appreciate that.
Well, thanks a lot, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity, because, I promised the Lord... I'm devoting my life to Him and service to Him, and I want to help others, you know.
Well, we look forward to you coming back to town here. I want you to be able to speak to people in our church and to encourage others and give you an opportunity to do that.
My girl Tamara J. We want y'all to know that only God loves you like this. More than you ever know. Thank y'all. Come on.
The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Friend, I just want to invite you to actually pray for Rick, because a couple of days ago, actually Sunday, right after he got back from Arizona, he was admitted to the hospital, and he has a blood clot in his right lung. And we want to just ask you to pray for him. Don't know how it's going to turn out, to be honest with you, but we're asking God for his strength, and we're trying to encourage him and his wife as they go through this tragedy together and this difficult time together. So join me. And thanks for joining the Rev 10 podcast and listening to this program today. Thank you for listening today. And remember that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He loves you very much.